弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all。
好高兴再次有机会来跟大家思想神的话语。
It is my pleasure once again I could share God's words with you。
今天我你们刚才所读的圣经有一个名字是常常出现的。
As the passage we just read, there is a name keep on appearing。
就是俄巴底。
Which is Obadiah。
俄巴底这个名称呢是有神的仆人的意思。
The meaning of the name Obadiah means the servant of the Lord.
我们知道改名字啊通常是爸爸跟我们改的。
As usually when we change our name is usually named by our parents, our father.
有些名字改得好有些名字改得不好。
And some name could be changed to the good or to the bad.
不过大部分我们都会顺服来接受那个名字。
And whatever name we were giving, we usually are pretty submissive to the result.
那我相信呢俄巴底这个名字啊一定是俄巴底的爸爸给他改起的。
I believe the name Obadiah was given by his father.
是代表了个父亲的一个心愿。
It represents the desire of his father.
我相信他的爸爸一定是一个非常敬虔的人。
I believe his father is a very faithful and devout person.
他很想自己做神的仆人。
He wished to be a servant of the Lord himself.
大概他的愿望没有完成。
And perhaps he couldn't accomplish what he was hoping for his life.
所以他就希望他的儿子能够成为神的仆人。
And therefore he put his wish on his son, wish his son to be the servant of the Lord.
然后俄巴底就叫俄巴底了。
And therefore Obadiah was named Obadiah.
神的仆人。
Which means the servant of the Lord.
但是我们看圣经的时候
，and yet when we read the scripture，
我们看见有一个很特别的情况。
We realize there is something particular going on here.
俄巴底确实是很愿意作为神的仆人。
We see that Obadiah truly wishes to be a faithful servant.
他真的是做了神的仆人。
He truly was a servant of the Lord.
不过他的情况好特别。
However, he was in a very particular situation.
因为他活在一个非常艰难的时刻。
And because he was living in a very tough condition.
他所生的那个时间呢，刚刚是阿哈王跟耶许别的那个的掌权的年代。
Because the age he lived is during the era when Ahab and Jezebel were ruling the land.
那个时候是一个杀神的仆人的时代。
That which is the age they killed a lot of the prophets of the Lord.
假如你留心刚才读那段圣经的话呢
？If you truly pay attention of the passage we just read,
那段圣经其实要好多个杀字。
And you realize that the word kill has been mentioned many times.
杀气好重这一段圣经。
There is an atmosphere of killing.
等一下，我们来看看。
It seems like a killing field.
那他的时代里面呢？也是生在一个杀气好重的一个时代。
And the era he was born was in the age of a killing field.
尤其是王后耶许别，她杀害好多的先知。
Especially the queen Jezebel, she killed a lot of prophets.
所以呢，俄巴底他没有在外表上做神的仆人。
And therefore, Obadiah was not able to show his faithfulness outwardly.
然后呢，他反而呢做了阿哈王的家宰
and
家神啊。
Not only that, he was an administrator under King Ahab.
这个是好特别的一种情况。
This is a very peculiar situation.
通常我们呢做不到神的仆人，但是我们也不会做阿哈王这个杀先知的家宰嘛。
Usually we won't be able to be a very faithful servant to going through persecution, but we also wouldn't have an opportunity to be an administrator under a vicious king either.
那个重要的地方就在这里。
And this is the critical point.
我觉得今天我们要用 一种特别的眼光来看那个俄巴底。
And therefore, we need to put on special lens to understand the person Obadiah.
俄巴底是曾经选择去保全自己的生命。
Obadiah used to choose a way to protect himself.
而做了阿哈王的家宰。
So that he could be an administrator under the ruling of King Ahab.
但是另外一方面呢
？And however, on the other hand,
我们又看见他在一个特别的时间里面
，that he was under a critical situation.
他又在那种处境里面呢，去非常危险的一个处境里面呢，去保存了100个先知。
He also kept 100 prophets safe under a tremendous dangerous situation.
100个神的仆人。
Which is 100 God's servants.
啊，我们就觉得这件事情不简单了。
And we realize that this is quite tough.
我们感觉到俄巴底他成为哈哈王的家宰，其实就是他成为神的仆人的一个表现。
And we realize in order for him to serve the Lord, he used his position as a palace administrator.
一个真正忠心的人，他会思考怎么样来保全神的仆人。
A true faithful
神的仆人保全。
A true faithful servant will think of way how to keep God's servant safe.
其实在那个成为阿哈王的家宰那段时间，
During the time when he was a palace administrator,
我相信俄巴底是不好受的。
I believe Obadiah didn't have a good time in his life.
因为大家的眼光都看这个是一个我们在广东话呢有一个名字，不晓得大家没有听过，叫义五宅，就是卧底。
Because he worked as
这是一个好像间谍啊卧底的这种感觉。
He works as an undercover spy.
Yeah, 所以他是连这大家都看着他。为什么你这个俄巴底竟然成为一个杀我们的那个敌人的一个家宰呢？
Because people will put their focus on this person Obadiah, thinking why would you be the person who served the one who kills all the prophets?
假如他真是个坏人的话就没问题的。
If he truly is a bad person, then there's nothing to be considered more.
是不是啊？反正都没问题嘛。
Because he was bad anyway.
是识物质为俊杰嘛
？Because he just tried to find his way up anyway.
但是他是个好人，那就麻烦了。
And yet he is a good person.
那种感觉真是不好啊。
And now he's facing a tough feeling of conflict.
我晓得你怎么看他。
I don't know how would you view this person.
我觉得这是神的仆人的一个表现。
I believe he's truly an expression of God's servant.
在他是从那个以利亚同一个时代的。
He lived in the same era as Elijah.
以利亚是神的仆人。
Elijah is also God's servant.
清清楚楚。
It was very clear.
神呼召他。
It's very evident that God.
然后他站在亚赫王面前。
And he stood before King Ahab.
向亚赫王挑战。
He challenged King Ahab.
他是个英雄人物。
He is a hero.
大家都会觉得这就是神的仆人。
Everyone recognized him as God's servant.
但俄巴底呢？
And however,
不容易。
The character of Obadiah is tough.
你知道在教会历史里面呢？就我们有这样的一种看见
，that throughout church history we realize
这个教会是不断的被迫害的
，that churches has been continuously being persecuted，
迫害的非常的严重
，throughout ages，
那个也许比杀先知的那种手段，我们不断的在教会历史里面看见的。
The incident of killing the prophet as Queen Jezebel did, we see this happening throughout the history.
所以你看到在教会历史里面，有人说了，教会啊是用殉道节的血来建立起来的。
As people say, church was built upon the blood of the missionaries.
所以好多人 但是寻到了。
So many people become martyr.
确实，教会真是用殉道使的血建造起来的。
Truly, the church has been built upon the blood of missionaries.
你看见在中国的这个50年代的时候。
As we have seen and recognized during the 50s, many churches being destroyed in mainland China.
很多的传道人被收在监牢里面。
Many God's servant has been imprisoned.
其实教会历史里面有段的历史啊， 比这个我们中国所遇到的更惨厚。
There are other periods of time the church has experienced was even worse than during the period in Chinese cultural.
假如寻道是一个神的仆人的表现，
If being a martyr is an expression of God's servant,
这是不够的。
It is not enough.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
假如在那些时代里面， 所有的牧师，所有的传道人，所有的神的仆人，都愿意被杀来做见证的话，
If people willing to die as a witness for God and being killed during such periods of time,
那我们的信仰就消灭了。
Then our faith will be discontinued.
基督教好多宝贵的文献 就没有办法存留下来了。
Many treasure of Christian history will be stopped.
大家明白吗？
Do you understand?
有时候在某一些时间里面，生存比死去更困难的。
Sometimes in order to preserving one's life is even tougher than die for your faith.
在500多年前就有一个这样的人物。
About 500 years ago, there's such a person.
马丁路德大家都知道。
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther就是一个非常特别的人物。
Martin Luther is such a character.
他是非常勇敢的一个人，就面对整个教廷的一个权势。
He is a truly a courageous person who is willing to stand up against the entire Catholic Church.
而当时的天主教的教会，那个教王。
And during that time, the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope of Roman Catholic Church, held a greater power than the kings.
他非常勇敢地去面对这种抗衡，这种的教廷的那种错误。
And Martin Luther was courageous enough to stand up against the heresy made by the churches.
有时候我们真是想起马丁路德了，我们觉得好惭愧啊。
And sometimes we feel ashamed when we compare ourselves to Martin Luther.
今天有我们呢，一般在生活里面呢，有时为了保全我们自己的这种安全，或者说保全彼此的关系，就不敢讲话的。
A lot of time we want to save our face or keep our relationship going well. A lot of time we don't dare to speak up for the truth.
有时候讲真话会受害的。
Because sometimes when you utter any truth, you may be persecuted.
所以很多时候就不讲。
And a lot of time people keep quiet.
那个马丁路德。
And yet Martin Luther is different.
但是他一个人。
Just one person.
面对整个教廷的权势。
And face the entire authorities from the church.
结果呢？
And then.
他真的被判有罪了。
And he was sentenced by the church.
那个有罪的结果是怎么样呢？
And then what's the consequence of it?
那我觉得教廷那些人呢，真是怎么说呢？我不敢说他有智慧。 不过呢，他很懂得处理问题。
And yet, at this time, I would use the word the church authority. They are quite skillful.
当那个教廷要处理那个马丁路德的时候，
When the church decided to sentence Martin Luther,
他没有去杀他。
They decided not to just kill Martin Luther.
他没有去绞死他。
They didn't hang Martin Luther.
他用那个怎么刑罚了？
And what was the way try to sentence him?
他是把他的人身的保护权就剥夺了。
That took his right as a citizen away.
就是说 任何人都可以杀他。
Which means anyone could kill him.
任何人都可以对付他。
That anyone has a right to.
他已经没有那种权利了。
He no longer has the basic right as a citizen.
没有人权了。
He lose his human rights.
什么人都可以对付他。
So anyone could kill him.
就是好像那个圣经里面讲那个。行淫时被拿的那个妇人一样
Just like the adulterous woman mentioned in the New Testament
她就站在所有人当中
She was pulled
什么人都可以把她打死
Placed in the center of the crowd And anyone could throw a stone to kill her
然后呢她就处于这种环境里面
And now he is in the situation like this
你知道了，上有政策啊，下有对策。
As you know, whatever you policy giving, there is another way to go around it.
你知道马丁路德怎么可以走错的了
？So how did Martin Luther escape the situation like this?
原来呢，就有一群人。
It turns out there is a group of people.
从外表来看呢，他要对付马丁路德的。
It appears it's a group of people. They are Martin Luther's enemy.
所以有些人就整群人呢，把马丁路德呢俘虏走了，俘虏去了。
So those group of people captured Martin Luther and brought him away.
因为大家都可以对付他嘛。
Because it was giving that people can rise up against
Martin
Luther. 他们就把他Luther.
拿走。
So this group of people brought Martin Luther away.
那他马丁路德也愿意给他们。拿走
And at the same time, Martin Luther was willing to give himself to this group of people.
他就等于说他要保留自己的生命了。
In other words, Martin Luther was willing to preserve his own life.
为什么会这样呢
？To this group of people, why?
马丁路德不是要牺牲生命的话
？Isn't Martin Luther willing to give up his own life?
他为什么要保存生命
？And why he's trying to preserve his own life?
假如没有他保存生命，就没有我们的一种新的信仰的一个文件。
If he didn't preserve his life at that time, we won't have this reformation in the church history.
这个因信称义的道就被埋没了。
So the truth of justified by faith will be hidden then.
所以我们判断一个。是否是神的仆人
？And therefore, how do we judge whether this person is a God's servant or not?
不是用他有没有牺牲来判断。
It's not judging whether he has doing any did any sacrifice.
当然，牺牲代价是很明显。
Of course, sometimes when a person gave sacrifice, it's very evident.
在必须的时候是会的。
In a very necessary moment, it is important.
他是一个神的仆人。
And yet, as a servant of God,
他是寻找更好的机会。
He may search for an even better opportunity.
为了上帝的国度。
For the kingdom of God.
他保存了100个先知。
This Obadiah has preserved 100 God's servants.
这个不容易啊。
It is quite difficult.
我相信这个是一个好长的时间的一个安排。
I believe this has been going on for quite some time.
可能他成为阿哈王的家宰的时候，他已经是这样安排。
Perhaps once he became the palace administrator of King Ahab, he has already doing this.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why?
因为圣经里面讲了这个在大饥荒的时候。
The reason why I say this because it was recorded during the big famine.
阿哈王跟俄巴底都是两个人呢，都要出去找水源、找草地喂养他的牲畜的那个时候。
To a point, they have no water and no green grass. They end up the King Ahab and the palace administrator.Obadiah, they need to go out and look for
大家都没得吃，没有得吃的时候
resource
好困难的时候
it was during a tough time
竟然俄巴底能够收藏了100个先知
and even during that period of time Obadiah was able to keep 100 God's prophets safe
收藏先知不容易的要给他吃的
Can you imagine it is quite difficult to preserve 100 prophets because you need to feed them?
100个人。
100 people.
算他吃两餐好了。
Just imagine if they just only take two meals a day.
算他吃一餐好了。
Or just even one meal a day.
长期的这样不容易。
It's quite difficult. One can sustain the ministry.
所以我想应该是一个长远的一个安排。
So you can realize that this is a quite a long-term arrangement for them.
我觉得这个给我有一个很好的提醒。
I was reminded by this.
什么是神的仆人？
What is considered a God's servant?
有时候我们必须寻道的时候，我们要。
When it comes to the time that we need to sacrifice ourselves, yes, indeed,
we need to be a martyr.
And I did ask myself.
那我假如真的要寻道的话，我怎么办呢？
If to a point I need to give up my life, what should I do?
这其实我没有答案的。
Yeah, actually, I don't have an answer.
不，我想起我受浸的时候，那个教会的负责人就问我这个问题。
And however, I do remember when I was baptized, one of the leaders, in the church.Did ask me a question.
Yeah, 他考我是信仰，是不是真的信仰？
Because at the time we need to be tested of our faith.
他说，假如有人，
he say if a person,
他拿着枪，
he took a gun,
指着你，
and point at you.
假如你信耶稣的话，
and ask a question,
我就一枪打死你。
If you claim you're a Christian, I'm going to
只要你说我不信。
And as long as you say I'm not a believer,
我就放你。
I will let you go.
那个执事啊，就问我，那你怎么回答呢？
So the deacon who gave me this question asked me, how would you respond?
我觉得这是一个没有道理这样问的。
And I feel this is quite unreasonable being asked a question like
that. 假如的问题很难答的。
Because it's a hypothetical question. It's very hard to answer.
你想我怎么答呢？
What do you think I should answer?
我说我是害怕的。
And I say I will be afraid.
不过呢，我也答得好聪明。
And yet I think I answer wisely.
我是害怕的。
And yes, I will be afraid.
不过呢，假如神要我这样要我寻道的话，
And yet if God wants me to be a martyr,
他一定会给我能力，给我胆量。
He will give me courage and give me wisdom.
我就是当时啊，刚刚信主嘛，我真的有这个想法的。
And you know, as a new believer, I truly had this in mind.
那后来他就给我受浸了。
And later on, he baptized me.
不过其实这个问题常常都会出现的。
And actually, this question will come up in my mind once a while.
其实都是上帝的恩典，所以我们能够通过。
It is truly God's grace that we can.Bypass and go over such challenges.
但是呢，其实选道只是一种的表达的方式。
And actually, being a martyr is only one way to express our faith.
其实，俄巴底跟以利亚是不同。
Actually, Obadiah is quite different from Elijah.
以利亚是被拣选的。
Elijah is the one being elect.
俄巴底。是自己觉得他应该。
And Obadiah is the one who served out of his heart.
他不介意他是不是神的仆人。
He did not mind whether he's God's servant or not.
但是他愿意来服侍神。
Yet he's willing to serve the Lord any way he could.
所以他寻找机会。
And therefore he searched different ways.
好好的观察。
He observed his surroundings.
好好的安排。
And he started to make arrangements and plans.
做好多的准备。
In order to prepare.
他在这件事情上，就是拯救、帮助神的仆人这件事情上来服侍。
And therefore, he is able to be God's servant through the ministry of provide things for God's servant.
这种弟兄姐妹是很难。
And it is considered quite unusual.
我不晓得大家有没有想过呢?
I wonder whether you have ever think about this.
怎么来储备、帮助、保守将来的神的仆人?
That how may we provide and keep the future God's servant safe.
我希望大家对年轻的小孩子、青少年啊，都有这个观念。
I hope that we all have such mindset towards our younger generation as well.
帮助他们。
To help them.
为教会的将来。
For the future of the church.
储备工人。
To prepare them as servants.
这个好重要啊。
This is so important.
今天很多教会都找不到牧师啊。
It is so hard to find pastors.
找不到传道人啊。
It's very hard to find preachers.
你打开报角啊，都是请牧师的。
If you open the CCHC newspapers, you find out all help wanted for pastors.
啊，今天真的，为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
因为叫年轻人奉献是不容易。
Because it is very hard to ask, young people to dedicate themselves to church ministries.
你看到一个年轻人。能够奉献的话，一定是他父母去帮他的。
And as we observe, if we see any young people willing to dedicate themselves for Lord's ministry, usually they were supported by their parents.
我就说他自己很有信心。
Or we say, well, he has a great faith of himself.
因为一般的年轻人读完大学。很自然去找工作了。
Because usually people, young people will try to find job after graduation from college.
就不能够再继续去读神学了。
Very few continue on to their theological study.
所以这样的一种情况了，教会就很难有年轻的传道人。
And therefore we turn into a cycle that is very hard for church to find younger generation of servants.
那怎么办？
Then what should we do?
那俄巴底呢，其实是给我一个很好的提醒。
Actually, I was greatly reminded by the story of Obadiah.
我经过三十几年的侍奉之后呢，其实我就想，就是俄巴底的那个想法。
And more than three decades of serving the Lord, I have a thought like Obadiah.
我希望能够为将来。教会将来的宣教工作来储备一些的工人。
I want to do some preparation and cultivate the next generation of servants.
所以呢，我就开始了宣教士学院了。
And therefore, I started a missionary school.
这个是我们1月13号已经开学了。
And the ministry has started January 13th this year.
我们有17个。学生
，We have 17 students.
有十个了是全时间两年的
，And 10 of them will be a full-time students for 2 years.
其他的有体验生三个月的
，And there are and others will some of them will be full-time for 3 months.
有些是旁听生
，And some of them are auditors.
给他来旁听
，And we allow them to audit.
不过将来大概没有旁听声，因为旁听好 disturb 好搅扰。
Because then maybe perhaps in the future we won't allow auditing of the class. It's quite disturbing.
那为什么有三个月的体验生呢
？And why we allow people to have a 3 months of such called
我有个观念
practical training.
我这个体验生呢，我是很希望专门接受那些刚刚。大学毕业的那些学生
，The 3 months practical training class, we are looking for those newly graduate students from college.
让他们呢先来尝试三个月
，Let them have a taste of serving.
那三个月里面呢
，3 months,
他们就会了解那个宣教工厂的需要
，And then they will truly understand.What the field is like.
最少了三个月呢，我们可以训练他，将来去工作的时候，他们可以成为职场上的宣教士。
At least through this 3 month training, they could understand how can they serve in their professional job in the future.
因为就是他们自然会进到不同的职场里面去。
Because we assume they will grow into different professions in the secular world.
不过呢，这三个月呢，也是我们来观察这些人的时候。
Also, we use this 3 months as how we evaluate those students. It's a period of time.
我们不是神学院，我们是宣教士学院。
We are not considered a seminary school.
每个人都应该去宣教的。
Yes, we consider ourselves as a missionary school that all of us we need to go through.
这3个月里面呢，我们看见他，假如他真的好有很有心。
And when through the 3 months of training, if we do observe the person is have a
他真的好适合来做宣教士。
Is truly a person fitting to be a missionary.
我们就会鼓励他。
Then we will encourage the person.
读全时间做宣教士吧。
We will encourage the person to become a full-time missionary.
这个活墙上好大的需要。
Because there's a great need out there.
挑战他们。
So we will start to challenge such students.
然后呢，我们是为他们预备一个我们现在的宣教士学院呢，其实是尽量会给人呢有全额的奖学金的。
And it is our hope that we can give them full scholarship for the students.
也是为了这个原因。
It's also for this reason.
我们希望那些人来全时间来读神读宣教士学院，然后将来全时间的来侍奉。
We want those students to study full time without any burden. In the future, they can also become a full time missionary.
好多人不能够走出这一步，是因为经济上的问题。
Many people couldn't step forward with this great decision because of the financial burden and consideration.
好多人我们听到他为什么他有心而走不上去呢？
Many people, they do have the heart and yet they couldn't move forward.
因为读完大学，
It's because right after the college,
必须要工作，
they need to work.
没有钱交学费。
Otherwise, they won't be able to pay back to their tuition, and they are not able to live
either.
So not to even think about continue on with a theological study.
So then, 我就想了，给他们，假如他们真的有需要，给他们全额的奖学金。
And therefore, I was moved and inspired to give them full scholarship for them to continue on the study.
So 现在我们的学生呢？有一部分呢是住在我们的宿舍里面。
So a portion of our students, they live in the dormitory we provide.
有六位。
There are 6 students.
是外州的人啊，香港来的，住在我们学校。
They are out of state or some from Hong Kong. They live in our building.
其他人他住在自己的家。
And the rest of the students, they live in their local homes in New York.
我们要求他一件事。
We do demand one thing.
辞掉你的工作。
That you need to resign from your current job.
全时间学习。
You need to study full time.
将来全时间侍奉。
And in the future, you will devote your time full time to serve the Lord.
今天你不用担心你的租金。
And now you don't need to worry about rent.
不用担心你的学费。
You don't need to worry about your tuition.
甚至于我们在日间的两餐，早餐、午餐，我们供应你。
We even provide them.Breakfast and lunch.
那晚上呢 ？Weekend 呢？你就要凭信心生活了。
And how about the dinner and weekend that you need to live by faith?
这样的现在是情况是这样。
And this is our current.
这是为将来的宣教士的那个储备来安排。
And the ministry is to prepare for the future ministers.
我们必须打开我们那个。欢迎他们的门。
That we need to open door and open our arms to.
用什么来欢迎呢
？Then how can we welcome them？
告诉他们。
It's a message to tell them.
凭信心走上去。
By faith, and you can walk on this path.
我们成为你的帮助。
We will be your help.
这是从欧巴底得到一种启发。
And this is the inspiration from the person Obadiah.
那我们的钱怎么来呢
？Then how can we have the resource and money？
我们也感谢主，在过去我们买了块地。
That we would like to thank the Lord. In the past, we have purchased a land.
280万。
It's $2,800,000.
在 Flushing.
It's in Flushing.
我们将来盖一栋楼。
And we plan to build a building on that land.
完全批准了，这个楼已经完全批准。
It was being approved by the building department already.
所有都安排好。
So everything is set.
连拆我们的房子都安排好。
And even tearing down the building has been approved.
那我们要盖几层？
So
连 basement 七层。
So including basement, we are going to build a 7-story high building.
那里有些地方就是给宣教士不需要免租的。 可以住在里面。
So we are going to use that building as a dormitory for those future missionaries.
这个是我们要努力的一件事情。
And this is something we are striving forward.
不简单啊。
It is quite difficult. 这
是一个780万的project。
And this is a $7,800,000 project.
筹备了两年了。
We have been preparing for this for 2 years already.
现在不会差太远。
And now it's not too much off from our goal.
按照整个计划，假如我们有150万到180万呢，我们就可以完成这个计划。
If we have $1.5 million to $1.8 million more, we are able to accomplish this project.
这是个长远的投资。
And this is a long-term investment.
我希望呢，不用向银行贷款。
I hope that we don't need to ask for money from the bank.
那将来就没有 mortgage 了。
So that the project can be done without
mortgage. 那没有 mortgage 了，我们就可以 afford 去让那些学生来免租来住在那边。
Without mortgage, we are capable to allow those missionary students to live there for free.
那是长远的事。
And this is our long-term goal.
这是非常重要的。
And this is so important.
我觉得作为一个神的仆人
，as a servant of God，
不应该为我今天我能够做事的那个短短的时间来努力。
Let us not only focus our eyesight within the project that we can do in our lifetime，
而是为一个更长远的事。
But rather a more long-term vision。
我相信我们会把那个楼会建好。
I believe we can build the building。
但最重要的是，将来的这个整个宣教士学院的经费。
And then we do need to consider the expense for the future school.
这个不容易了。
Then this is another challenge.
是在角声整个的侍奉里面，已经有的侍奉里面，再加上去的一个工作。
And this is in addition upon all the ministries we have been doing in CCHC.
我们会继续儿童村的工作。
We are continue on with our children village.
我们会继续癌症的关怀。
We continue on with the caring for the kids patients.
我们会继续青少年的工作。
We continue on with our youth ministry.
所有工作会继续的。
We are going to continue all of our ministries.
那怎么样可以在那么多工作里面再完成前面的任务呢？
And how can we add another additional ministry for the future while sustaining all others?
这是需要努力。
Then we need to put in more effort.
我需要邀请好多的教会弟兄姐妹跟我们一同来合作。
I do need to invite different churches that we all come together and work on this.
事实上，这样的一个伟重大的工作不应该单单角声来承担的。
Because such a long-term important ministry shouldn't be CCHC shouldn't be the sole carrier.
有时候讲出来，我觉得怎么会又是我们呢
？And sometimes when we think about how can we do this alone
again? 那教会会怎么来看我们呢
？And how about how other churches can will view us?
我不知道大家有没有这个感觉。
I don't know whether you have this thinking or not.
为什么又是角声
？Why CCHC again?
角声可以承担那么多工作吗
？Can CCHC carry so another burden?
有时候要面对这种怀疑的。
And yes, we do need to face such doubt.
又好像俄巴底当他做阿赫王的家宰的时候，也可能会面对怀疑的。
Just like Obadiah, while he was a palace administrator, he was facing a lot of doubt.
不过这个真的，俄巴底给我一个很好的鼓励。
And yet Obadiah, he was truly my inspiration.
所以我就成立一个基金。
And therefore, I formed a foundation.
那今天呢，我也邀请大家来思考，等候看看你们要不要来帮助这个工作。
And therefore, I would like to extend an open invitation to you all to see whether you're willing to support this foundation.
假如你们愿意，你一定做得到的。
If you're willing, you
一定做得到。
Definitely, can do this.
这叫 all body 1% 的宣教 基金。
And this foundation is called Obadiah 1% Foundation.
为什么要基金呢？
And why I call this a foundation?
基金是个长远的长远的安排。
Because once we set up a financial foundation, it will become a long-term
project. 而不是一个月的安排。
It's not just a one-time.
训练的工作你不能够做一个月的。
Because when it comes to training, we cannot do only
一个长期的工作。
One month.It's considered a long term. And therefore, we're going to set as a foundation.
为什么是 1% 呢？
Why 1%?
因为 1% 是大家都做得到的。
Because 1% is doable for everyone.
只要你愿意就做得到。
As long as you are willing, you are able to do it.
我是相信教会里面那么多的弟兄姐妹。
I thought there are so many brothers and sisters in any particular
church. 那么多关心上帝工作的人。
There are so many people who have a heart for God's ministry.
没有可能做。
It is impossible for them to think this is not doable.
这个工作不是为这一代的。
The work is not only for this generation.
这是为将来。
But for the future.
不是为一个教会一个机构。
It's not just for an organization or a church.
整体的华人教会的宣教的心态。
But for the entire generation that we have a missionary mindset.
你不训练今天的工人，就没有明天的工人。
If we don't train worker today, we won't have a worker for the future.
假如你不为今天来储备优秀的工人，好的工人。
If we don't invest to cultivate an excellent worker,
你就没有明天的优秀美好的宣教事工。
Then we won't have an excellent missionary ministry in the future.
所以我已经把一些卡片资料呢给了 George.
So I have print several invitation and information to George.
假如你们愿意事实上了解的话，你可以拿这个表看看。
If you are interested and you would like to have a further information, please take a copy from George.
我觉得这是一定要一起来做才会做好的事情。
And this is a ministry that all should collaborate together.
1% 表示什么？
And what does 1% mean?
假如你的平均的那个收入是8万块一年。
Let's say if your annual income is $80,000 a year.
那 1% 是多少钱？
And then what is 1% to you?
800块。
$800.
一年800。
Well, wait, $800 a year.
我是相信一定做得到。
I believe this is doable.
假如有300位的弟兄姐妹。
If we can have 300brothers or sisters,
平均,
in average, I'm saying, imagine that we all have roughly about $80,000. Some people may have a higher income, some people may have lower
300.
income. If we can call 300 brothers or sisters together,
我的估算而已啊。
So I did a rough estimate.
因为我们12个学生来算, full time,
So if I calculate 12 full-time students,
我们一年的 budget 是25万。
So 1 year, our annual budget is $250,000.
假如300个平均800块，这个一个月。
So if
一年不是一个一年。
So if we can have $800 offering from the 300 volunteers,
那我们就可以 cover。
Then we are able to cover the expense for the students.
其实这个成本是好低的。
And actually, this is
这个训练工人的成本好低。
The investment financially is quite low, actually.
因为这个教授、讲师通常都是较深的、资深的同工来做的。
Because all the teaching staff are from...The experienced staff from CCHC.
现在上课的地点也是用讲生的地方。
And also, we conduct the class in CCHC buildings.
然后将来我们盖好那个房子的话呢，这个也可以可以让学生来住。
Once we finish the building, the 7-story high dormitory, we can also utilize it for school use.
其实这个 1% 的那个我把底基金的参加的人呢， 也是成为我们不单成为那个学生的一个帮助。
Not only the Obadiah 1% Foundation not only become a help for the student，
也是成为角生继续向前走的一个算是一个保障吧。
Or I would consider a milestone or treasure for CCHC to continue moving forward。
因为这个从银行的角度来看呢，我们将来这个楼呢是没有收入的。
From the bank point of view, the building we are about to build has no income in the future。
我们还有180万左右的钱呢。假如筹不够了，我们就要向银行贷款。
So we are still short of $1.8 million. If we do not have enough, then we need to ask for loan from bank. 那
银行凭什么来贷款给我们呢
？And in what way that a bank will approve such a loan to us?
因为没有收入的。
Because there's no income for
那个学生不会这个给助学金给学生呢是没有收入的。
Because once we give scholarship to the student does not have any other income.
其实我们 1% 呢，就是那个助学金，就是将来支持他们住地方、学习、吃这个整个的一个开支。
Actually, Obadiah 1% Foundation is merely for the students for their study and for their meal and lodging.
所以呢，我们就拿了。假如成功的话呢，我们就告诉银行，不用担心，我们有这些支持者。来帮助我们的租金，帮助我们的开支。
So if bank question us why we how can we pay back for mortgage, then we will show that we do have 300 supporters for the students to be our backup.
我不花太多时间讲这方面了。
I won't spend too much time further on this.
假如你们愿意知道，可以参考那个资料。
If you do wish to know more information, please come to George.
不过现在我请大家注意几处的地方。
And now I would like to ask you to pay some more attention to the passage.
刚才我讲过了，这段圣经呢里面呢有杀气好重的。
As I mentioned before, when we read the passage, there is a feel of killing.
这里说第四节说耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候。
And verse 4, while Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets.
然后下面又提到了那个第九节了。
And verse 9.
第九节，俄巴底说，仆人有什么罪，你竟要将我交在阿哈手里，使他杀我呢？
And what have I done? Asked Obadiah. What you are handing your servant over to Ahab to be put to death?
然后第十二节
And verse 12,
恐怕我一离开耶和华的灵就提你到我所不知道的地方去这样我去告诉阿哈我他若找不着你他必杀我
Verse 12 I don't know where the spirit of the Lord may carry you when I leave you If I go and tell Ahab that he does not find you he will kill me
第十三节
And verse 13
又提到耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候
，Again was mentioning that Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord。
第十四节
，And verse 14。
现在你说我要去告诉你主人说，以利亚在这里，他必杀我。
And verse 14。Now you tell me to go to my master and say Elijah is here. He will kill me。
你知道了，当一个人呢，常常讲这些被杀什么的，他心里面是好害怕。
As a person keep on mentioning the word killing or death, you can tell there is full of fear in his heart.
可能这正是俄巴底一个弱点。
And perhaps this is the weakness of Obadiah.
在他心里面呢，常常都有一种危机被杀的那种情况。
Because we can see he was living in the shadow of death in his life.
被杀确实是一个叫人觉得很害怕的一件事情。
Truly, if we are under the shadow of death, it's truly frightened.
我不晓得最近在这个网上大家有没有看到，哇，那个有些人呢被抓的时候，那种 那种恐怖的情况。
I don't know if you have seen any video on online, seeing people being arrested or being captured.
因为他没有戴好罩就被抓了。
Because perhaps he didn't wear the appropriate mask at this time, and he was arrested because of that.
哦，这是从照片看到的。
And I saw this from the pictures.
这个开车的人要检查他有发烧。
And as you were driving, someone will come by and test your
temperature. 他也被抓了。
And if it's higher than normal, you will be arrested.
哇，就是好恐怖的一种情况。
It's people were living in fear.
有时候我想，假如有一天我在街上因为没有戴口罩被抓了，就糟糕了。
Imagine, I will imagine myself one day if I walk on the street, I will be arrested because I didn't wear a mask.
那个印象是好深的。
It's truly gave me.
那俄巴底呢，一定看到耶洗别怎么杀先知的。
I believe Obadiah definitely have seen how Jezebel was killing the prophets.
被杀的种恐惧。好深刻的。
And he was truly deep impacted by the images of those people being killed.
但什么是神的仆人？
And yet, what would consider as a servant of the Lord?
他也会怕。
Yes, the person also has fear.
他也会恐惧。
Yes, he was also frightened.
但宝贵的地方就是在恐惧的时候，他仍然向前走。
And yet, what is considered treasure is.Even under such condition, he still marched forward.
以斯帖就是这样，以斯帖王后就是这样。
And actually, Jezebel was like that.
以斯帖。
Esther, actually, Queen Esther was like that.
是不是啊？她怕，假如王，我去见王，王不升降的话，我就死了。
Yes, she was frightened and afraid if she went ahead to go see the king. She might be sentenced to death.
但后来她没有去啊。
And yet, at the end, did she go?
有去。
Yes, she went.
她说，你为我祷告。
And she said to others, please pray for me.
我禁食祷告。
And I myself will fast.
然后我去。
Then I will go.
死就死吧。
If I die, then die.
是的，基甸也是。
Same thing to Gideon. Gideon.
他是很害怕。
Yes, there was a fear in Gideon.
被杀。
He was afraid.
所以他躲在那个酒榨里面打麦子。
And therefore he was hidden in a wine press room.
但神呼召他的时候。
And yet when he was called by the Lord.
他出来。
He came forth.
你说我怕不怕了？
And perhaps you ask me, am I afraid? Yes, I was afraid.
我有时候会问，到现在我还是问。
I'm still in fear.
你何必要做这个那么重大的事情？那个宣教士学员，你何必要做呢？
Especially when people question me, why do you continue such big ministry?It's too big of a challenge.
70岁就光荣退休了嘛。
You are already in your 70. It's a good time to retire.
用广东话说，罗浮雷山的。
It's a good time to retire.
就拿辛苦啊，自己辛苦，拿辛苦来辛苦。
Why you invite burden to yourself?
好怕。
It is scary.
怕什么了？
And what is the fear about?
怕晚节不保啊。
I'm afraid because I may ruin my...
哇，几十年都好的。
Because I've been working so hard for the past
最后不保就麻烦了。
If I fail at the end,
哎呀，好怕。
It ruined everything.
因为好像我做这些宣传啊，做这些都不晓得结果怎么样的。
Because you know, as I put in so much effort, I do not know the result of it.
不过我愿意做。
And yet I'm willing to do it.
也相信上帝的怜悯。
I believe.Our God is merciful.
我觉得神的仆人就是这样。
I believe this is what
我们都有自己的难处的。
Yes, we all have our own challenges.
每个人都有自己的难处。
You all have different challenges.
但是在困难里面。
And yet, in the midst of troubles,
挺身而出。
Stand up and fight.
为教会。
For the church.
为上帝的工作。
For God's work.
有所摆上。
And we lay ourselves.
我不晓得大家对摆上。看法是怎么样的
I don't know what your concept about laying yourself down.
我听过一个牧师讲奉献。
I have heard a message by giving my pastor.
他说一般的人呢都是用有余，这剩下来的来奉献。
The pastor talk about offering. He say many people
没有问题的。
Give the rest of their their abundance they offer.
就是维持了篱笆安全呢来讲信心的。
So they put the fence around their financial needs, whatever extra they give.
有没有觉得很多时候我们讲信牧师讲信心，你在下面觉得没有啊，我不需要信心了。
And a lot of time we heard the message about faith, and we say to ourselves, we don't
我生活好安定啊。
I'm living a comfortable life.
我银行有足够的存款啊。
I do have enough money in the bank.
不但够我啊，够我的下一代啊。
Not only it's enough for me, also enough for my children.
根本不需要信心。
I don't need to live by faith.
因为我们从来没有踏出一步需要信心的。
Because we need never step out of our comfort zone before.
所以我希望大家能够朝这个方向。
And therefore, may we march forward in a way that we can have a breakthrough to serve the Lord.
超过自己的感觉。
Beyond our need.
我们一起低头祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为在圣经里面常常都有很美好的见证成为我们生活的这种直立。
Because there are so many inspirations in the scripture.
主啊，今天我们真是愿意来学习俄巴底的榜样。
And today we would like to learn from Obadiah.
不但他自己选择来收藏了一百个先知。
Not only he has chosen to work and minister those 100 prophets.
而写这段圣经的时候。
As we read the scripture.
圣灵也特别的提醒
that we were inspired by
这个俄巴底
that this Obadiah
就是在最困难的时间
that he served in the most difficult time
在耶洗别杀先知的那段日子
is during the era Jezebel was killing the prophets
俄巴底收藏了一百个先知
that Obadiah he has kept 100 prophets safe
求主帮助我们
And Lord, may you help us.
有这样的眼光
so that we can carry such vision.
愿意为未来的宣教工作
that we are also willing to invest for the future ministry.
储备人才
to prepare the workers.
求你带领我们
and Lord, may you help us.
带领我们的教会
to lead us and lead this church.
做你所要做的事情
to accomplish what you want us to accomplish.
而不是我们能够做的事情
It's not accomplish what we are able to.
愿你随听祷告。
And Lord, may you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.